I'm Mark Levins. I'm 48, and I'm here today on November 2nd, 2018, with my Aunt Brenda Levins. And we are here to find out more about the infamous relationship that she had with my Uncle Bob. And today would be their 27th anniversary?
Yes, it would be the 27th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
Actually, tomorrow, November the 2nd.
All right.
And it would also be the 31st anniversary of the day we met.
Awesome. Okay, so here we go with some questions. And so how did you meet Bob for the first time?
Well, I was in the middle of a divorce, and I was working, and I would go home after work, take care of the kids, and I got to thinking that might make me kind of dull. So I called a girlfriend of mine and said, "What are you doing tonight?" Because the boys went with their dad for the weekend. And so she said, "Well, we're going to go to the Crazy Horse Saloon." And I said, "Okay, I'll meet you there." And she said, "Uh-huh, you told me that a few times already, and you never showed." I said, "Well, tonight I will show up." And so I did, but here I go. This is the first time in 17 years I've gone anywhere unescorted.
Okay.
So I get to the front door of this place, pay my cover charge, and this cop on the door said, "You can't go in there." And I said, "Why not?" He said, "Because you don't have a smile on your face." Well, that made me laugh. So he said, "Okay, now you can go in." So I walked in and I saw my girlfriend, and she was at the bar rail around the dance floor. And I surprised her, of course, and I sat down and ordered a beer and was watching the dancing, and I saw this bearded wonder dancing around the floor. And I thought, he's got the kindest eyes. I need to know someone that's that kind. Hmm. Well, I talked to my girlfriend and she said, "Oh, that's Bob." And I said, "Okay." So before I knew what was happening, Bob had spotted me at about the same time I spotted him. And he came over and talked to Shirley and said, "And who is this friend of yours?" And so she introduced us. And it took off from there.
Did he have the beard already?
Oh, yeah, he had a beard. As a matter of fact, that was November 2nd. He came over for Thanksgiving that year, and I hadn't told the boys about him, but I told them that we were having company for Thanksgiving. But he started coming up the walk, and the boys saw him, and he had driven the Trans Am, his 75 Trans Am. And he's walking up our sidewalk to our front door, and the boys kept, "Mom! Mom! Kenny Rogers is coming! Kenny Rogers is here!" So, I said, "Well, nope, there's not Kenny Rogers, but his name is Bob." So anyway, that was their introduction to him.
Thanksgiving of that
year?
Mm-hmm. So this was only 3 weeks later?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We met that first night, and we started dating, and we were exclusive.
So then, in between that time, was there an official first date?
Not really. But we danced that night, and he decided he would teach me how to two-step. And he told me he was going to go to a different two-stepping place the next night. So I called a girlfriend when I got home, and I said, you've got to go with me. So she said, okay. So she came with me. She was on the outs with her husband. And we sat in the parking lot because we were too early. But we sat in the parking lot watching these cute guys go into the dance hall. And we saw one. I said, oh, my gosh. He was driving a Roto-Rooter truck, but he was the cutest thing that ever walked. We liked his rear end. It was so cute. And he had a belt buckle on that was humongous. So we decided we'd call him Buckle. Well, we went inside, and Bob was there, and then she met Buckle.
Okay.
And we need to stop for just a minute. I can't remember his name.
Anyway.
All right. So Bob decided he wanted to go to the other, to the Crazy Horse. And so Marilyn, my girlfriend, wanted to stay where we were. His name was Brad. And so I said, well, I'll just give you the keys to my car and I'll go with Bob. She said, you just met him. And I said, yeah. She said, he's a stranger. You can't do that. I said, yes, I can. I said, he's a good person. And sure as shooting, they came and joined us later on.
Her and Brad Buckle.
Her and Brad, yeah, Buckle. Oh, Roto-Rooter. We decided he drove a turd hearse.
Yeah, just remember, the second time you marry for money, not much, right?
Yeah, right.
So, when did you know that Bob was the one?
Oh, I don't know. It's one of those things where we were such good friends, and we laughed so much about so many things. And I met his family, and I met the brothers over in Birmingham. And I don't know. I can't say. There wasn't any specific moment.
He just came on you like a warm fart.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that I'd describe it that way, but
I'm sure he might. Okay. All right. So I wasn't there. Tell me about the wedding day and the honeymoon.
Hmm.
So where was the wedding?
We got married at the Florida Tackle and Gun Club.
Tackle and Gun Club.
Yeah, it was a membership club, of course. And my ex-husband and I had belonged to it. And I still had friends there who said, well, I think that you guys ought to get married here. So, of course, we had known each other 4 years and we're getting married on our anniversary of meeting. So we had this minister come down from Atlanta to marry us. I kept talking to different clergymen, and it turned out that there were various thought patterns regarding marrying someone who had previously been married in the church. And now to marry them again as a minister, that wasn't right. I don't know why that line of thinking, where it came from. But anyway, I called this minister and I said, "Now, Joel, we're well aware that we've been living in sin." He said, "Really?" He said, "I thought you lived in Jacksonville." So, that took care of that part. So, Joel came down and we ordered the food from Publix Deli. And it turns out, I didn't know it at the time, but Publix did not have the food ready because they saw the paid ticket and they assumed the food had been picked up.
Oh, no.
So I did not know all of this was going on because I had friends who were taking care of all of that for me. So anyway, my mom and stepfather came down. My stepfather had Alzheimer's, but Bob and I walked down the aisle. I made my hat. Of course, I got a hat, you know, the form of a hat. And then a friend of mine, another two-stepper, helped me make the hat. I have to say that the dancing was just awesome. We just, when Bob and I'm deviating from the wedding day, I know. But when we would get there, out there on the dance floor, we had such a good time. And we did well. We danced well together.
Now, what was Bob wearing, dare I ask?
Overalls.
He was wearing overalls.
Yep, overalls.
And denim or jean color? What?
Denim.
Okay.
Jean color.
All
which
right.
Is jean color, blue. Yeah. And he had this hat that was horrible. It was in bad shape. He used to tell me he would take his sewing kit up with him in the crane. He was a crane operator in the shipyards.
Okay.
And he would take his, he was on the midnight, the third shift, but he would take his sewing kit up and sew this hat, sew on it in order to get it back together again. It was a canvas hat, and he had sewn it so many times he didn't have anything left to sew, to sew it to. So anyway.
And you let him wear it anyway.
Yeah, I did. I loved him for himself.
Yeah.
And I told a girlfriend how he allowed me to be me.
Okay.
And she said, "That's because you let him be himself." So I think that's where our relationship was built.
Great.
On all that.
So I missed a part. How did he propose to you?
Ooh. He didn't actually propose at the time. We had dinner. Things were rocking along fine, I thought. And then we had dinner and he started talking about these people that he knew that had been couples for a long time, for years. Then they would get married and next thing you know, they were splitting up after they got married. And I'm trying to figure out, why is he telling me all these things, you know? I figured that so I said, "Are you trying to break up with me?" And we had parked in front of an ATM, so he could get some money before we went to see John's band play. And before he got out of the truck, he said, I said, why are you telling me all of this? Are you trying to break up with me? And he said, no, I think we'll be married before the year is out. Then he just got out of the car. And
that
I just
was,
sat
that
there
was your proposal.
Stunned. And so I said, when he came back, I said, why? Aren't things good the way they are now? Why do we want to change things? And he said, I think the boys need for us to be married. So I said, well, all right. If you insist.
Well, it's not one for the storybooks, but it'll work.
I told him later he had to get on his knees and propose. And I also told him he had to call my mom and ask her for my hand.
Oh.
But
he
anyway.
Had, and did he call Lee?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I believe he told me that he did.
He probably did. But there was a lot of humor in our relationship.
Well, so that had to have been an important lesson that, you know, you learned from him.
What do you mean by important lesson?
Well, what were some of the characteristics he brought to the relationship that helped to complete you, if you had to pick one?
I think his gentle spirit.
Okay. So, tell me about the honeymoon.
We didn't make the first reservation. We just got in the car and started driving. And guess where we drove?
Where?
The Georgia Mountains.
You drove to the Georgia Mountains?
That's right.
From Jacksonville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we spent a couple weeks every year after that on our for our anniversary. That's where we would come. To the Georgia Mountains.
And so it lasted a couple of weeks?
No, we went, I think our, I'm not sure whether it was 1 week or, I think it was 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah, it was only 1 week.
And dare I ask what you did on this honeymoon? I think
what do people usually do on honeymoons?
So the camping was good. Well, Brenda, I appreciate your time. And now we have successfully put to rest the story of how you met Bob and became to be Brenda Lee Levins. Brenda Levins. I don't know. What's your maiden name?
It was Myers. Brenda Myers Levins.
Brenda Myers Levins. Well, thank you very much for it.
You're welcome.